So who do we have here today?
John Pozzidis, John P. for all the friends and family of Layered Tech folks. And I'm with Layered Technologies. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer. I have responsibility for a number of different areas within the company. One of them is sales, marketing, also have product management. So I work closely with Microsoft to bring out new products and deliver them to our end clients.
And what, can you explain to me some of the products and technologies that Layered Tech has?
Sure. We primarily focus on three areas of services. We have unmanaged dedicated servers, which we provision and turn over to clients basically with just the hardware and an operating system loaded on it. Some clients are sophisticated enough that they like to do it all themselves, and we like to let them do that. We also offer fully managed servers, and they're basically just like the unmanaged ones, but instead of turning over the operating system and letting them run with it, we'll take care of the application management, anything from the operating system itself to databases and everything else, firewalls, load balancers, and the works. And then finally, we also offer grid-based hosting. We are one of the leaders in that field. We're especially well known as Amazon's main competitor, and our grid-based offering is pretty unique, and we are readying it for the Microsoft Windows environment as well very soon.
Wait, so you guys don't sell books, do you?
We're not competing with them on books or, we're not going to sell them camcorders.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll try and compete with their Amazon S3 type grid-like cloud computing services.
So explain to me what this, that's what I'm interested in. Explain to me what your grid computing is.
So in the traditional kind of hosting world, what people have had to do is they buy boxes. They buy as big of a box as they need, plus a little extra capacity for bursting and just to have some overhead. What happens is you end up with a lot of spare CPU and idle capacity sitting on machines so that some of the time you can use it. What the grid does is allows you to buy smaller boxes, but buy them as virtual slices of one giant grid operating system. And essentially what the grid does is it takes 10 or 100 or however many servers we need to provision into one giant rack, and it kind of divorces the individual components of the servers from one server. So instead of saying, here's a box with 2 CPUs and 2 gig of RAM, we'll say, here are 100 boxes strapped together, which can be treated like one giant box that has 200 CPUs and 200 gig of RAM.
So like the opposite of virtualization.
It is. It's instead of carving up one box into small pieces, we glue a whole bunch of boxes into one giant grid.
Wow.
And then within the grid, you can actually begin to act like it was a virtualization. And you can carve off virtual instances, virtual machines, and you can do many of the things that you do with Microsoft virtualization technology, such as cloning devices and scaling them and having redundancy and backup, etc.
So what are some examples of some grid applications? What would you want to put on a grid?
Things that you'd want to run on a grid are going to be things, you know, first of all, any normal environment, any normal application that you would run on a dedicated server can run on the grid. But things that are especially well suited to grid deployment are going to be things that either require a high degree of uptime and availability or very rapid scalability. So if you need the ability, let's say you're starting a brand new application and you expect it to really grow rapidly, rather than having to deploy one box at a time and each time having to reinstall an operating system and get that box all tweaked and make it look just like the others, spending hours on deployment for every individual box, you can deploy it on the grid and make a copy and then just clone those instances as many times as you need. So you can get rapid deployment that way. And then The redundancy that's built into the grid, too, is very important. For example, every piece of data written on a machine, on a hard drive, on one node within the grid is simultaneously written to another hard drive on another node within the grid in case there was a failure of one of those nodes.
How does proximity of these machines, do they need to be close to each other, or they can be distributed across the country? Or?
Well, you know, right now, the way that the operating, we partner with a company called 3Tera, and we use the AppLogic for the grid-based operating system that all the virtual machines run in. It primarily runs out of one data center now, so we can pick a data center, or you could have it in multiple data centers, but it's not spanning all the different data centers just yet. That is a development that is coming. It's not far off. As far as proximity is concerned, it's about as important as just simply being close to a normal dedicated server. So if you're going to be serving clients in Australia, let's say, you probably don't want to have your machines primarily located in the United States. It'd be nice to have them in region. And Laird Technologies operates now 8 different data centers, including facilities in Tokyo and in Amsterdam, as well as Chicago and West Coast and South. We're all over the U.S., so very soon we'll be able to do grid deployments that are geographically load balanced and distributed all around the globe. And then if proximity is an issue for certain customers, you just take that concern right away.
So what you were showing me earlier was this interface which showed me this virtual system. Or not virtual. What do you call this?
Well, I just call it, we call it the grid layer. So yep. I would say it's a big, this is a fairly small or medium-sized grid, but I'm not sure if you can see here.
Oh, I can, yeah.
Oh, great. We've got, what we've done is we've taken 8 machines and we've strapped them together. And within the interface, you see that we've got 32 available cores. These are obviously 8 quad core machines. We have 120 gig of free RAM in this machine, and 6 terabytes of storage, and 7 gigabits per second
of
bandwidth. So what you would do is you'd say, you know what, I've got a, I'm going to run Microsoft Windows 2008. And I'm going to run 3 different Microsoft Windows 2008 virtual machines within the grid. And let's give each of these boxes, let's say 4 gig of RAM. And we'll give each of these boxes 2 cores and, you know, 1 terabyte of storage. And once you've provisioned the first machine within the grid and you got it all tweaked up the way you wanted it, just like it was a dedicated server, we'd make copies of it for the other 2. So you only had to set it up once and then you just replicate it for the others. The nice thing, too, is if one of the machines that Windows instance was running on were to crash, just die, the motherboard...
That doesn't happen?
No, it never happens.
No.
So,
okay.
Not because of the Microsoft software,
right,
because
right.
the physical box failed,
yeah,
right?
It's
HP's fault.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if the motherboard blew up, you know, or a stick of RAM from Crucial failed, then what would happen is the controller software, the grid layer software, would notice that particular node went down, and it would remove it from circulation, and it would take the Windows server that was running on that physical node and restart it using some of these other spare resources. So you just can't get that in a dedicated world.
Wow.
It doesn't exist.
So if I wanted to learn more about this grid technology that you're implementing, just contact Laird Tech?
Absolutely. We can go to LairdTech.com, or you can go to TheGridLayer.com. We've got a sales staff that would be happy to answer questions. We've got lots of technical resources to help with configurations and everything else.
Well, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.